How's it going? I just realized they took away my little countdown is missing over here. So I guess I'll just cut right to the chase and say hello and welcome to another RCS Live. Today we're talking about audio display. That's right. These are your campaigns to override your RDS and HD now playing in your car stereo or your HD device. Hello. Happy May Day. That is absolutely correct. Any questions, I have my chat open. We're live here on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and now, by the way, LinkedIn as well. We are evolving for 2025. Back from NAB, I have recovered and came to talk about audio display and the brand new shows feature. Now, we got a lot of great things coming on the pipeline in RCS Cloud, so keep it here to RCS Live for some new features and enhancements and all that good stuff. However, if you want to check out past videos, that's going to be in our archive. rcsworks.com/rcs-live. All the videos we do are going to be on there. If you were not NAB, you could probably saw our social media pages and saw some of the teasers we had. And don't you worry, that's going to be also online shortly as a full RCS Live series showcasing those RCS Cloud products. But I thought, you know, aside from mentioning we'll be at Momentum and I'll be in New Hampshire next week for an engineering show over there, really wanted to dive into it and talk about audio display. And once again, you've heard me say this beforehand. This is my little audio display screen here, by the way, just so you know. You heard me say this beforehand. The not so flashy part of RCS Cloud is RCS security. And I really want to give a shout out to the developers that are working in the RCS Cloud environment, because what you're going to start to see, especially over the summer, is a rapid expansion of features in our RCS Cloud products. That includes Zeta Cloud, Director, maybe Selector Cloud, Audio Display, and so much more. The Live Console as well. And we're just really excited to showcase this. So keep an eye on our social media. We'll tell you when we're going to debut new videos and features and all of that good stuff. But for right now, we are talking about audio display and the brand new shows feature. And don't worry, I got graphs for you and everything to show you how this works. But essentially, if you remember, click on my little Prem FM here. This is our test system. You can see right over there. This is my audio display. Audio display acts as an extra added revenue stream for you and your stations to essentially display and override your RDS to include campaigns. So you can see over here, I have a certain company on my right-hand side. This is what's displaying right now, as well as your, you know, titled artist and all of that. So on this station here, these are my four stations. You can see it's going to rotate some of those metadata here, as well as some of those campaigns. And the idea is that if I have, let's say, a spot block in Zeta, we're going to override that with a campaign in audio display. In this case, you know, a certain soda company for legal reasons I won't say, but I'm essentially here saying, hey, this is my advertiser. This is the campaign name. This will take over my RDS. If I'm in my car and I'm driving and Zeta plays a spot block, you will see on my RDS, this ad will play over the duration of the spot block. And there's some really cool things coming down the pipeline for overrides, unique features. But for right now, that's how audio display adds an extra level of revenue. If any questions, by the way, I do have the chat open over here. Feel free to chime in on our chat of your platform of choice. If you're curious about getting audio display, reach out to your local RCS sales representative. You and I will probably touch base once again. We'll dive deeper into this. But aside from your spot blocks and your title and artist display, the unique feature of shows allows you to essentially start the schedule non-advertisers or station promos in between your actual songs and your spot blocks. So the first thing I'm going to do over here is go to my shows tab down below. So I have my stations up here. I have my campaigns. There's some extra added values here, like, for example, station groups and others. But I'm going to really focus on the shows feature for today. Now, there's three types of subtabs here: shows, types, and talents. Don't overthink this window. This really is kind of a set it and forget it window. It starts over here with the talent side of things. So you can see I've created a talent, in this case, The Nate Show. with a display name of The Nate Show. Nothing too crazy. This just really follows along the workflow, the idea that I am a talent and I'm defining that talent in my audio display environment. Then we have the type. Now, this could, again, be very simple or complex. The short answer is this is kind of an extra level of a variable you can use in future audio display workflows. For right now, keep it simple. Don't overthink it. We create local and syndicated. But as we get more and more complicated with unique delivery mechanisms in audio display, we can start to introduce the logic of, hey, play this campaign, but not during syndicated times, or this campaign can't play over local types, elements like that. But for right now, keep it nice and simple. And then we have actual shows over here on the right-hand side. And this is going to be essentially your show. So you can see here, I have two shows, The Fast Breakfast, All You Can Eat, and The Nate Show, which is 10 times more filling than The Simon Show. Shout out to Simon, by the way, doing a phenomenal job with audio display and RCS Cloud. And this is literally just what we want to display over the RDS and the HD, right? So the title, that's going to be for us to see. The type and the slogan, this is what's going to be displayed over the RDS, right? That's the idea. And you'll notice there's certain changes here, like apply changes to existing schedule. We're going to talk about some of those timing aspects because we're kind of in the traffic world right now. We're scheduling campaigns to run based on run dates. And so this will start to make more sense as we start to apply this to a grid, to a schedule, to a day of the week. And so you'll see a lot of these things saying, hey, if I'm making a change to The Nate Show, do I want this to be right now and immediate or the next time it gets scheduled, right? Something like that, right? Right, Mark? We do love ourselves some Simon shame. We love Simon dearly. So anyway, we define the shows in audio display. Now we go back over here to my stations. And if I click on this Prem FM, once again, this is just a fast moving station just to show you how this operates. This Prem FM live from the on-premise Zeta. This is a currently scheduled campaign that's running. This is what's playing on the air right now and some RDS information as well. I'm going to click on this edit action. It's going to bring up my station specific properties. Now, we've covered this in previous videos. Yes, once again, if I can see past videos of an audio display campaign, that's over at rcsworks.com/rcs-live. But in here, there's a couple important things to note, by the way, specifically the RDS delay in milliseconds and the HD delay in milliseconds as well. These are two very important features for delivery because every station's delivery mechanism is unique. And I like to highlight that, right? Station images, they're right here. And of course, other basic, you know, and advanced metadata fields. But we're going to focus right now on the schedule. Oh, before I forget, I'm sorry. This is the station slogan. That's going to be super important in just a second. This is essentially, if I'm not airing a song with a title and artist, I'm not airing a spot block, right? What I want to display on my HD radio or my RDS, that is the station slogan right there. That's what it will display visually speaking. So there's my station slogan. Again, make a note of station slogan. If I go here to the schedule, this is my overall schedule to essentially schedule my shows. And you'll notice there's two tabs here, assignment grid and schedule. The difference there is in the assignment grid, we're talking about Thursday or Friday, whereas the schedule, we're talking about May 1st, May 2nd, right? There's a difference there. And now we're kind of in the scheduling aspect of the world, which is, I'm looking at today's schedule, right? And I'll pick tomorrow for right now. And we can just click and drag just like this. Me personally, I found working in this environment, I just kind of just click anywhere and then change the times down below. But if you wanted to, you can definitely scroll down here and see little arrows here and say, there's my 6 a.m. Again, I can always adjust those times if I wanted to, but you can see there. And this is just creating assignment, right? So all I'm going to do here is say, okay, I want to schedule a show. I want to schedule The Nate Show. I'm going to make a reoccurring schedule, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, not just May 2nd. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to pick a time here. I'm going to say it's going to be from 6 a.m., right? I'll hit okay on there to, we'll pick, let's say 10 a.m., something like that, to 10 a.m., right? 6:10 a.m. Now, notice there's two options here. There's after May 8th and apply immediately, replacing existing schedule, including customizations. It's an important thing to note, right? Now, imagine if it is currently, 7 a.m. and I'm airing the Nate Show and I change that slogan, right? Whatever that show slogan is. Do I want to make that change right now, or do I want to make that change in the next scheduled date? Audio display just schedules every 7 days in advance. So it just keeps it simple, right? There's no need to schedule a day. We do it automatically. And the way that we avoid that manual task is every next day, we schedule the following 7 days. That's why you see a May 8th, because it's currently May 1st. So essentially, once we generate May 8th at midnight tonight, do you want this show to start or apply it immediately, which will replace the schedule? I'm going to do it immediately just to kind of show you for visual sakes. So there is my Nate Show. I can always click on this and edit this. But remember, I am editing the reoccurring show based on an assignment grid, right? Versus if I go to my schedule here, you can see there's my Nate Show, there's my Nate Show. Now, if I go to, let's say, next week, there's my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and there's that Thursday, May 8th, no Friday, May 9th. That is intentional. Now, if I wanted to override this, let's say for Friday, I can go over here and create a brand new one and call this show Fast Breakfast, All You Can Eat. I can also create a unique slogan that's going to only display, in this case, Friday, May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And I can save this. So now I have two shows side by side. Once again, notice, just like in Zeta, when we have the clocks and we have, the logs module, or in G Selector, we have the clocks, or in the editor itself, we are editing Friday the 2nd. If I jump back to this assignment grid, notice it's not there. And that's intentional, because we're editing the schedule just for Friday. If I want to undo my work, I can click on this, click on delete. Hit yes, it will delete this. No harm, no foul. And yes, just so you know, there's a lot of gotchas logic in here. So for example, if I try to schedule a Friday on the 2nd at, let's say, 7 to 9 a.m., Audio Display will not let you save that current show campaign, because there's already a show airing at that time. Simply put, if I go in here and let's say I do something like this, and I pick for breakfast, and I pick something like, again, going to 7:30 a.m., right? And I pick something, let's say, like 8 a.m. down below here. I'll pick a.m. You'll notice, see that save? I can't save it. That's where that logic comes into play, because we don't want you to confuse your own schedule. So we won't allow you to save something if there's a conflict. Just so you know, that's a little helping you, protecting you from yourself. Right. And once again, we're talking about Audio Display and the shows. Audio Display being a nice HD RDS campaign override for added value. If you got questions for me on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, or in LinkedIn, I got my chat open here on the right hand side. So what we did here is just schedule essentially the overall campaign. Right. So if I go back over here, and you notice, by the way, there's no save button, it's automatic. If I go back to my stations here, once again, to review, these are my stations. These are my current scheduled campaigns that are going to run during spot blocks. I already went ahead and defined my show, which includes, by the way, my title of the show, the type of show, the slogan, and the talent. And if I go over here and I actually edit this existing station and I enable my show's feature, that's also important if you're a current Audio Display user. Don't worry, we'll help you out on that one. If I go to my schedule here, you can see I have my full show's schedule, including my Thursday the 1st, Friday the 2nd. If I go to next week, we have all those here. And Audio Display will automatically schedule every single future 7 days, right? Great. So let's talk about some advanced concepts here. I got a little flow chart for you. Oh, that's right. Nate brought out the flow charts for this RCS Live. Very simply put, on the left-hand side, we have our Zeta system. That's what's playing on the air. On the right, we have our Audio Display. This is what's going to translate into. So by default, Audio Display will rotate a station slogan and a show one-to-one. Once again, this is my shows. Going back to my stations, I'm being fast for just purposes here. That's my station slogan, right? Station slogan, These are my shows, right? I got logged out automatically. It's all right. So back over to here. That's, by the way, the tokens we have is our part of the RCS security, right? After a certain number of time, we'll log you off just for security purposes. So the idea here is I have my Zeta system. I have my audio display system. By default, they're one-to-one. So if I have a legal ID, that's going to translate into a station slogan on your RDS via audio display. If I play a song one, then we respect that song one title and artist. If we have a link number two, because technically speaking, a legal ID is link one, we're going to have the show as long as that show is scheduled. Notice the 50-50 rotation. Station slogan, show, song two, title and artist, link three, back to station slogan. Now, at this point in time, we have our spot block, which audio display will then display your audio display campaign as scheduled within audio display, right? That's for the duration of my spot block. So if it's 3 minutes and I've sold Nate's restaurant will air on your RDS for 3 minutes during the duration of the spot block. Then after that, we have link number four. Now we just played station slogans. So we're going back to the show scheduled, song three, talent artist, and repeat that rotation over and over again. If there are no shows scheduled, then the station slogan will just simply air as is, right? If there is no shows and no campaigns, we're just going to air the station slogan and the title and artist. And by the way, if you want album art, we can also offer that as well. So that when song one, talent artist airs, we would have a unique field that references an Xperi album art ID that will display the album art with coinciding with, in this case, song one, title and artist in album as well. You can get very granular if you would like. So that's kind of how shows work. If you want to rotate this, you can do that as well. So you can easily go and say, I want my shows to be a 2-to-1. So I can essentially say, play station slogan, show, show, station slogan. I can do that. That's a setting that's inside of audio display. It can be universal, global, or it could be station specific, your choice based on the workflow. In addition to that, we also have some other advanced little options too. For example, let's say you have a news talker. Now, you'll notice each one of these triggers is a brand new element that triggers a rotation. Simply put, this is a trigger, legal ID. Link two is a trigger. Link three is a trigger. That's what rotates these elements. We have some users that have a news talk show, and they want to rotate their station slogan and the show that is scheduled. They want to rotate those, but it's no music, right? It's just a completely automated system, or at least for the content break, right? You know, 20 minutes of content, news talk. Now, what they can do is there's two ways of doing this. We can schedule a break note in Zeta, which acts as a non-song, non-spot block, which will trigger audio display to rotate the next scheduled element. Or we can also have a kind of, we call it a keep alive setting that essentially says, hey, listen, I want to make sure that the RDS is still paying attention. Every X number of minutes, just set a trigger to audio display and we'll rotate that either station slogan or the show that's scheduled. We can control that variable as well. So for example, if it's a news talker, every 10 minutes, just flip the audio display and do the next queued up element. You can do that if you wanted to, but again, we can get really granular in Zeta by doing a break note, or if you want to keep it automatic, we just use it in audio display with that keep alive setting. So any questions on that at all? Last chance for questions. Again, audio display is a really powerful tool. It's added revenue for you. So the idea is that it's an additional revenue stream that you can just tie into your Zeta system. We utilize, we call RCS Connect as the middleware on some Zeta machine that communicates with your RCS cloud organization that allows you to access your RCS cloud audio display instance with two-factor authentication. No need for a VPN. We have our own RCS security. There's some really, really cool features in RCS cloud. And as I said at the top of this video, one of the great things about the RCS Cloud team is you're going to start to see some very quick new features being released over and over again. And because this is all HTML5 code, we don't have to go and wait for a version update. We can do a specific feature update through our audio display, which is even cooler. So for example, when the shows feature came out a couple weeks ago, we just said, all right, here's the shows feature. You got it right now. That's what we have, that enable shows on there too. So some really cool things you can do with audio display, as well as news features being released. For example, a slight teaser for those who are still here, we do have a potential conflict checker that's going to be displayed in an audio display that will allow you to essentially, if there's Nate's restaurant and there's another restaurant that's there, we can establish a conflict so that says, hey, listen, don't air this audio display campaign next to this particular spot. But we'll have more of that down the road. As you know, I like to give you little teasers back and forth. So as always, any questions, reach out to your local RCS contact. You want to check out more videos in our archive, that's rcsworks.com/rcs-live. And we'll have some RCS Cloud, some really cool RCS Live videos coming down the pipeline for you as well. So until then, I'll see you next.